Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzin' today, talking agroterrorism again with Dr. Dave Sparks in just a moment. Working hard for wheat producers. That's what the Oklahoma Wheat Commission does as they support the work of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. Dr. Jeff Edwards says a smart thing for producers to do as we wait for this 2008 wheat crop to ripen is to start thinking about your seed wheat for next year's crop, whether you're going to buy seed or save your own.
Going out and looking at those areas you're planning to save seed from, making sure you don't have no weed problems. If you do, go ahead and rogue those areas to try and keep those weed problems under control. So I would start making plans for next fall. If you're not saving your own seed, start looking for a good certified seed producer. And also maybe look at some of these new varieties and these variety plots and think about some varieties you might want to incorporate in your system that you haven't had in it yet.
State wheat specialist from Oklahoma State University, Dr. Jeff Edwards. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and your Oklahoma Wheat Checkoff. Working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. Dr. Dave Sparks of Oklahoma State University joining us once again today as we think about agroterrorism, a whole series of meetings being planned by Oklahoma State University at the local level, local county offices in June and July to just start thinking about this subject a little bit. As far as what a beef producer, livestock producer can do to make sure maybe they're a little more biosecure in their operation, Dr. Sparks has got some ideas.
One of the things we really need to start with, and this has become a very controversial issue, and I sure don't want to throw gas on the controversy, is the idea of premise registration, animal ID. Basically, the reason the government's pushing that is because right now we can trace those animals back. The veterinary inspectors can trace any animal back to its point of origin. It will take, however, at least 2 or 3 weeks to do that. With a little better system, for example, like the one that Canada has, the goal would be to be able to trace those back in 48 hours. And the quicker we can identify, pinpoint the places it started, and get a quarantine circle around those, the smaller the quarantine circles have to be. In other words, that's a lot of people that would be outside that circle rather than inside. Some other things that producers can think about, security starts at home on your farm. Keep your eyes open for visitors in the area that apparently have no reason for being there. The cattle producers especially probably could learn a lot from the poultry producers and the swine producers, who have a pretty tight biosecurity system. Unfortunately, most of us as cattle producers, you know, if somebody has a flat tire out in front of the place, the first thing we want to do is show him our stock. You know, that may not be the right approach. Especially in the case of foot and mouth disease, people don't get it, but they can carry the virus in their respiratory system for up to 4 days and infect cattle with it. So we may have an outbreak here that's inadvertent.
Dr. Sparks says it'd be a pretty good idea that if you've been away from your place, handling maybe some livestock somewhere else, change those clothes, change those shoes, those boots, before you go out and check your stock when you get back home. And remember, you can check our calendar page on our website for more information on those meetings coming up in June and July. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Be a part of the real deal as the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association teams up with the Oklahoma Ford Dealers to host the 24th Annual Range Roundup at the State Fair Arena May 23rd and 24th. Working cowboys and cowgirls from Oklahoma's most historic ranches compete for bragging rights and bruises in 6 events. Tickets are available at the State Fair Arena, tickets.com, or by calling 405-948-6807. It's rodeo like you've never seen before, 7:30 each night, May 23rd and 24th at the State Fair Arena.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.